Good morning. We started the third parak of Maseches Trumas, and we discussed a number of cases where it's not clear which half of the truma is the actual true truma. So, for example, a person takes off truma, then he realizes that the fruit that he actually took off may not be edible. So he takes off truma again. So it's not clear. It's possible that the first thing was edible, so therefore it's truma. Then, in that case, the second piece would not be truma. Or perhaps it was not edible and it's not truma, and the second piece is truma. So it's just not clear which one is the actual truma. So we discuss at the end of the Mishnah, at the end of Mishnah Aleph, that it does not become a dimua. Dimua is a term which is used if truma gets mixed up together with chulin. So there is you need to have 100 pieces against that one piece to be mevatel to nullify it. So since this is only suffik truma, each one of these pieces ultimately is not 100% truma, it's a suffik, it's not clear if it's actually truma. Therefore, you do not have to have 100 pieces of chulin against it, and it will be batal chad betray, it will be batal one in what we call raiv. If you have two pieces against it, it's fine. Now, the reason for this is because midai raisa, from the dinim of the Torah, all you need to have is two pieces of chulin against the one piece of truma. Now, Chachamim were machmir when it came to Truma, and they said you have to have 100 pieces. But they're not machmir in a case when it's not absolutely Truma. It's only going to be that case when it's absolutely 100% Truma. If that's not the case, then Chachamim do not require to have 100 pieces. So now Mishnah Beis explains how this is going to work. Nafla achas mi'el lotei chachulin, one piece of this questionable Truma falls into chulin. Einim edam asan, does not cause this mixture to be what we'll call now to be a forbidden mixture. The same thing is true. Now, flashniel lo'akim acher, for the second piece that he took off, because the first one wasn't absolutely truma, that second piece falls into truma again. The halacha remains true. Einim edam asan does not cause us to be a problematic mixture. However, naflu shnei lo'akim echad, now both of them fell into one place. Now you have a problem where you certainly have truma mixed in to this mixture over here. The question just is which one? We don't know which one it is, and therefore Chazal are going to be makel and say we're going to assume it was the smaller piece. And again, because the second piece is always going to be smaller, because if you're taking off 2%, once you've taken off one chunk at the beginning, your second piece is obviously going to be a little bit smaller. So then, if both pieces fell in, then it is medamais. You have to have 100 pieces of chulin to counteract that. How much? Against the smaller piece. We'll continue with Hashem next time with Mishnah Gimel. Have a wonderful day.